Kellen, just take us through your thoughts immediately after this one with a huge individual night. You come up a bit short, but what did you guys show the nation tonight?
I think we showed that they see a team that plays together and is willing to fight all four quarters, and even if we had to go to overtime. I think we played together. I wish we could have converted a little more in the first half. I think we would have been better set off. But, you know, we're there in the end to finish, at least to tie the game up. But I just got to make a better play and give our team a chance.
We're on your right, Ben.
Kellen, you seemed really calm at the end of that, after that touchdown, to going into the two-point conversion. You know, how do you think the offseason and kind of a year helped your demeanor in that situation right there?
I've always felt like everybody feeds off me being a quarterback, so kind of the confidence and the way I kind of carry myself, I know everybody sees it. I know everybody was going crazy. Everybody's happy, but I went over to talk to Coach Fisher to see if we could find the best play possible to win this ball game.
We'll go to Olin, Travis, and then Mark.
Hey, Colin, do y'all feel like y'all were, with the exception of a couple of mistakes, do you feel like y'all are better tonight?
I always feel like we're the better team. I think we played our hearts out tonight. But something that coach always preaches on is small details, and that was something that kind of cost us every single quarter, first, second, third, and fourth, just small details that kind of bite us in the foot and, you know, taking a sack or going to the wrong read. So just going back to the drawing board, trying to correct the small mistakes and come back better next week.
Go to Travis right here in the front.
Kellen, you had a lot of wide receivers that kind of had breakout games today. What were you seeing from a lot of those guys, and how important is it for your confidence and for their confidence to have the kind of game that and the connection y'all had tonight?
Well, I think Clemson, as a team and as a defense, they're very talented. And I think that the receivers, our receivers, made a lot of big plays and kind of showed that what they can do on a big-time stage. So, I mean, it's nothing that surprises me. I know they've worked so hard over the offseason and in practice. Coach Craig has done a great job with them. So the performance by them tonight doesn't surprise me.
Go to the left here. Mark?
Kellen, when you guys got the ball back with a minute left to get the second shot at that, what did you say to the guys as you were heading back out on the field?
I just told them that, you know, this is routine. We do this every week in practice. It's just something that becomes natural for us, and we did a great job driving down. Guys made big plays. We got a big pass interference, and we scored. Kendrick made a great catch on the goal line, but just one play short, and those small details matter the most.
Andrew here in the front.
Yeah, after the fumble went out of the end zone, just what was the talk on the sideline among you and the offensive players, knowing that you might have another opportunity to go back out there?
It was a mixture of a little bit of both, but my job is trying to keep everybody encouraged and just letting everybody know that we're going to get the ball back, and that's what happened. Defense gave us the ball back with about a minute, 10 left, went down, and obviously we made some big plays but didn't do enough. So just another week to get better, another week to focus on the small details and try to correct small mistakes.
Kellen, we're going to go all the way to the back to the TV people.
Kellen, can you talk about how much better Clemson playing them in week two will make you guys in week six, seven, and eight down the road?
I think the biggest thing is it kind of – I think in our mind that we have the confidence and we know that we could play with the best in the country. And I think that's kind of the biggest thing that we saw from ourselves. Not that we didn't think that before, but it's kind of like reassurance, giving us a little bit more confidence. We always felt like we could do this, but I think we kind of proved that tonight. Obviously, a win would have been a lot better and would have felt a lot better for us. But, you know, it'll make us definitely a better team, being able to finish more and being able to finish in the fourth quarter.
Go to Kirk right here on your right.
Yeah, Kellen, Jimbo said you made a lot of good reads and you were going your second, third, and fourth progressions a lot. Do you know how much you audible tonight? And can you remember any examples where you went to the second or third receiver on big plays?
I mean, it happened a lot. Kendrick made one of his big-time catches where he high-pointed the ball. It was my third progression. Really supposed to go to Jace on the backside, but defense kind of clouded it, and it was was covered, but Ken, you know, that's why Kendrick's there and made a huge big time catch. Kendrick's touchdown on the goal line, my second progression. So, but you know, Coach Fisher does a really good job helping us reading coverages and just kind of playing with confidence and getting the ball out with confidence.
Kellen, we'll go to Shion over here on your left.
Hey, Kellen. It's really been pretty obvious how much more comfortable you looked under pressure. What did you do during the offseason and through practice to kind of simulate the sort of pressure that Clemson was going to be able to bring with that defensive line?
I always felt like I kind of did pretty good with pressure. But I think Coach Fisher has done a good job in trying to find out kind of where I can get the ball out quick. Because when you see pressure, it's – you know, it's kind of habit. You might want to scramble. But this year, he's kind of done a good job of my habits now, trying to find the quickest read and get the ball out of my hands real quick. So just a lot of preparation and a lot of hard work in the offseason, just learning the offense and, you know, trying to master it.
Gabe over here on your right.
Kellen, what was the atmosphere like for you tonight? Did you ever just pull back and stop and look around and just think about what it was like to be a part of something like this?
I'm not going to lie that when Kendrick had that touchdown on the goal line, that was definitely a great feeling with the crowd when I walked over to Coach Fisher. Just another trying to talk to him about a game plan, talk to him about a last play to get us in the end zone. That was definitely one of the greater feelings of the game. Wish we could have got that extra point, though, our two-point conversion.
Go to the far back to Daryl, TV.
Kendrick, could I get your just reaction on Braden Mann? Man, he had a couple of great punts tonight, and I know that you guys don't want to punt, but, man, it sure is nice when you have a guy like him who can flip the field as he did it once or twice tonight.
Yeah, I definitely think special teams, and especially in the punt game tonight, was a big factor for us. Both, I think, two or three times kicked it a lot further than what the return man was, so those type of things help us not only on the defensive end, but on the offensive end when we get the ball back. So he did a really good job tonight.
We'll finish off here. Kirk in the middle.
I was curious how the cramps felt, how much pain there was, and what was your reaction when you saw the next play unravel?
Yeah, it's something that I felt when I stepped out of bounds. I just felt cramps in both of my calves. Then whenever I came out, you know, Nick has always done a good job of preparing. I'm not sure. I think defensive end got around. But, you know, always felt confident in Nick with the ball in his hands. But,
what were your emotions when you saw what happened?
We got to, you know, it's an interception or fumble. We just got to go play the next drive. Defense did a really good job tonight, so always trusting them. But as an offense, we just got to play the next play the next drive.